Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Beloved listeners and viewers, welcome to Live Your Love radio show, podcast, and video. I'm Alicia Doss, spiritual seminar facilitator, author, and speaker. I have the most exquisite treat for you today. Joining us is renowned teacher and author Jack Canfield. Jack, such a warm welcome.
Thank you. Love to be with you. I'm happy.
Oh, so happy to have you. And if anybody needs no introduction, it would be you. So in case people have been living in a cave for the last several years, I'm going to just tell them a little bit about you. So Jack is known as America's number one success coach. In the last 40 years, he has conducted intensive personal development seminars for more than 1 million people. That is truly changing the world in 50 countries worldwide. Of course, he co-authors the best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul series, which has sold more than 500 million copies in print worldwide, and seven other best-selling books. He's also a featured teacher in the movie and the book The Secret. His current focus is on training trainers to teach the success principles. So far, more than 2,000 people in 117 countries have been certified to teach this life-changing work. So, that's like six lifetimes, Jack, truly. So, I have been loving reading Success Principles, which is going on its 10th year, right?
No, we're releasing a 20th anniversary edition in March.
20th anniversary? Well, these are very timely. I can tell you, listeners, very timely principles. I want to tell you from the heart that I know, goodness, dozens of people that knew Jack in his very early years, and they all say the same thing, that you were and are such a compassionate teacher of love and a masterful facilitator. We're talking way back in your very beginning. And also my son, you know, he's in his early 20s, and he said, oh, my gosh, you're going to interview Jack. I want to come to the show because they grew up on your books. All the Chicken Soup for the Soul. I would read them to them, and then they would read them on their own. And it's really beautiful because you speak to the very young and to the much more wise. All right. So, beloved listeners, as you know, we always start with an invocation to our highest self. So, if you would, just open your heart, and if you're not driving, close your eyes, and really just be aware of connecting heart to heart with Jack and I, and most of all, with the heart of love, the heart of God, the universe, spirit. And just be aware that we are all gathered here today in the name of greater love and service. And we just open to that love and light, asking that anything that is less than that, any karma, negativity, stress, even the last moment, that it all just be taken and transmuted as we again gather in one accord into the light of the Holy Spirit, into the light of grace. Just asking that this light go to each one present, each one to watch the archives, and certainly to our beautiful world at this time. May all beings be blessed, certainly those listening and those who walk this beautiful planet with us, as we all, in Ram Dass's words, walk each other home. I ask that Jack in particular be blessed, his loved ones, and that his work only continue to amplify through this show and many. And so be it. All of this for the highest good, blessed be, and amen.
Amen. That's good. Thank you.
My pleasure. So I would love to know, how is it that you, so you obviously came in with masterful qualities and acumen. You write, this is, like I said, I know people from the very beginning. And then, of course, you developed your skills and then had an incredible mindset, which you also cultivated. What's more important, innate talent or mindset?
Well, I think it's both. I think we all are born with different talents. A friend of mine who was a student of mine many years ago, Thomas Armstrong, wrote a book called Seven Kinds of Smart. So some people are linguistically smart, musically smart. Some people are picture, spatial, like the architects and interior designers. What he calls body smart, which would be kinesthetic, dancers, athletes. Logical smart, people that can do engineering and mathematical stuff. And then self-smart, which are people that are really highly self-aware. I would put you and me in that category, often become counselors and intuitives and so forth. And people smart, who tend to be psychologists and so forth. But he's added two new ones, which I haven't read about yet, called naturalist and existential. So I want to find out more about that. But we all have different skills and talents, if you will, when we come into the world. And then the question is, do you develop those or not? In other words, it's one thing to be musically talented, but if you don't practice the piano, if you don't practice guitar, you know, if you don't practice, I remember reading about one violinist once. He said, I practice for 8 hours a day. And he said, and if I miss a day, I notice. If I miss 3 days, my agent notices. If I miss a week, my audiences notice it, you know? And so the reality is we have to be continually developing our talents. I remember reading about a golfer who took 2,000 golf swings a day on the practice range, 2,000 a day. I was in Qatar in the Middle East, and I was in a hotel. I think it was a 5-star, like Ritz-Carlton. And I went down in the room working out in the gym. I look over, next to me on the treadmill is Rafael Nadal, the great tennis star. And he had just finished 5 sets of tennis in a contest over there. He's working out with his fitness coach, but it's that kind of level of commitment. And then the mindset is you have to believe that you're able to do it. You have to learn all these, I call them laws of manifestation, you know, taking 100% responsibility for your life, using affirmations, visualizations, letting go of expectations, giving up controlling everything, you know, all the aspects of the mindfulness work that we have to do. And when we combine all three of those, we have our talents, our mindset, and our skill set, and then we put them into action, consistent, disciplined action, then we can be successful. And that's basically how I've lived my life.
That's really beautiful. And I think you lay that out very clearly in Success Principles. To me, it would be very hard, but if I had to pick one word for Jack Canfield, it would be visionary. I mean, you describe this so beautifully in all of your books, but especially this last one. How do we envision, how do we vision in that highest picture and just let the others fall to the side like you did?
I think the first thing you have to do is get in touch with what is your purpose. I believe we're all born with a purpose. Like everyone is like all of humanity. Each person is like a cell in the body of humanity, and each cell has a function, and they're different. The function of the heart cells and the brain cells, the liver cells and the muscles are all different. And if we give ourself permission to get in touch with what is our purpose that we were born with, what's the thing that brings us the greatest joy is the way to really look at it. I always ask people to go back to your childhood and say, what did you love to do when you just had free time? You know, did you love to play music? Did you love to play sports? Did you love to build things, make things, help your mother cook, whatever it might have been? And begin to look at in through your life, you know, and there's other things you can do. I will go up to the top of a mountain, go into a golden temple and bring down a guardian angel and say, what is my purpose right now? Or what is the next step in the fulfillment of my purpose right now? And I'll get an answer. So we can approach it through visualization. We can approach it through what I call a joy review, like I just talked about. And then basically we create a vision by saying, what would be a vision if I accomplished it that would fulfill that purpose? So for me, my purpose is to inspire and empower people to live their highest vision in the context of love and joy. And then my vision, okay, I'm going to do seminars, I'm going to teach, I'm going to write books. There's a lot of different forms through which I can express that purpose. And so for me, it was writing seminars, teaching, so forth. And then once you have that, that vision, then you want to basically every day, I literally believe every day, close your eyes and imagine that vision being fulfilled. Where would you be? What would you be looking at? How would you know that you'd done it? You know, with Chicken Soup, we would visualize bookstore windows with full of Chicken Soup for the Soul books, just the whole window. Or we'd visualize number one on the New York Times list. We'd take out the New York Times list. This was back in the days of whiteout before we had all the computer stuff.
Right.
We could
I still have whiteout.
Yeah. And we would type in Chicken Soup for the Soul. And then we'd put those around the office. I think we at one point we had 20 of those on the walls all around the office. And but the main thing, I think, for people when they visualize their success and their vision being fulfilled is they don't – there's two things they do. There's a really important distinction between associated visualization and disassociated. Disassociated means I see myself out there skiing down the mountain, whereas associated, I'm in my body looking at my ski poles, looking at the mountain as I go down. Make the tips of my skis. So you want to be in your body visualizing what you'd be experiencing and feeling and seeing and hearing. And that's the part that a lot of people leave out. What would you be feeling? And then like an actor, recreate that feeling in your body right now, on your face. Would you be smiling? Would you be feeling peaceful? Would you be feeling, you know, expansive, whatever that might be? And then here are the sounds. So now we have auditory, visual, kinesthetic, all three of those things working together toward your vision.
That's beautiful. Just as you're describing it, I was really sensing into that and living into that. So you're such a storyteller. So I have so many questions about that. Do you still use vision boards?
I do. I have one. The back of my door, in other words, when I'm leaving my office, the entire back of my door, it's about 8 feet, the door, is all my vision board. And wow. I'm constantly taking things off that I achieve and adding new words, new pictures, etc. So that's... Yes, I do that. And I teach people when you're doing a vision board, the first part is doing it. In other words, there's a energetic of just actually picking the pictures, picking the words, whether you're downloading them, cutting them out of magazines, whatever, and then putting them on the board in such a way that you experience the feeling of that. Wow, this is my vision. So it forces you to be kind of focused. The second thing is put it somewhere you're going to see it. Well, I see my door every day. So some people put it on their refrigerators, put it on their bathroom wall. And then when you look at it, stop and take a moment to look at some of those pictures, get the sense of what it is you're committed to wanting to achieve, and then close your eyes and then just take a moment to do what we just talked about. Feel it, see it, and hear it.
That's really beautiful. And to me, I would also add, when you're describing it, you're embodying it. And I can only imagine it's because you've done it and taught it for so many years. You're irradiating that experience to me. I understand. Absolutely, it is. And it's something you can really feel. And just complete spoiler alert, y'all. I want to do Reignite Your Life already, but you have to listen to the end of the show to find out what I'm talking about, but it's good. And Jack has a very special gift for you too. So with that teaser, going back to vision. You had the vision to start TLC, Transformational Leadership Council. And from that was born The Secret. That was about 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was.
And what have you learned in those ensuing years, both in the experience and from the leaders, about transformational leadership?
Well, first of all, let me clarify, The Secret wasn't born at TLC. Rhonda Byrne, who was an Australian film and TV producer, came up with the idea. And there was a lot of people she wanted to interview, and about, I don't know, 5-6 of them were at my Transformational Leadership Council. So she said, can I come and interview everyone there? Because they're all going to be there. And at first I said no. I thought it would upset everyone. They'd be all pulled out of the sessions and they'd be competing. If they didn't get invited, they'd feel left out. And that night I meditated, as I do every night, and I just said, you know, is there anything I need to pay attention to that I might have missed? And this voice said, call her back and say yes, you know. So I did. And that little inner voice probably made me like $8 million in terms of speaking fees and books and meditations and all that stuff that happened out of that. But it was an amazing experience. And Rhonda was very generous. None of us got paid to be in that movie or the book, but she gave a $400,000 gift to the Transformational Leadership Council, which we use sometimes to help people who are, you know, needing support, whatever. So that's worked out really well. And, you know, what have I learned since then about all that? I mean, I live the secret. You know, I live the law of attraction. I believe that, and I'll say this too. When I first started thinking about creating the Transformation Leadership Council, inviting people like John Gray and Lisa Nichols and all these different speakers and trainers, I hesitated for almost a year thinking, well, why would they come be with me? You know, if I had little self-esteem issues still going on. And finally, I got the courage, invited 30 people to my living room. We were there for 3 days at my house, and I have a big house and local hotel and all that. And what happened was we created this council together, and it's now we're in our, I think we're celebrating the 20th year of that as well. And 140 members from all around the world, most of them you'd all, you know, I was looking at people you've interviewed. You know, they've all been on, they're almost all Transformational Leadership Council members, that you put on your website. So it's been an exciting journey of putting together people that are like-minded. And what I would say to listeners and viewers is this: you probably have a group of people who you know would be great to mastermind with. And so my doctor in Santa Barbara, I said, you know, he said, what would you teach me about all this? And I said, look, you're a doctor. Why don't you create, he's a holistic, you know, kind of cutting edge doctor. Why don't you create a group of transformational doctors in Santa Barbara? He did that. There's about 30 doctors who all do new age kind of stuff, you know, holistic healing and acupuncture, whatever. And they meet every first Friday for 3 hours. And so he's now elevated himself. He's not a better doctor, but he's elevated himself in the medical community because he brought these people together. And don't do what I did and think that people won't play. You know, if you ask them, you'd be surprised how many people will say yes.
That's just beautiful. And I want to go back to asking, because you also have incredible advice about how to ask for things. Yeah. And but before we get to that, I want to underscore something you said a few moments ago, because I thought it was so important and really the key to a soul-led life, which is you went inside. You said this not only with TLC, but before that, you went into the Golden Temple and a guardian angel came and shows you things and gives you guidance. So, and this is a question from a mutual friend, the first question from a mutual friend, Sonia Choquette, who's actually literally going to be here in studio with me right after you. And I picked her up from the airport a few days ago. She flew in to do a documentary that may be similar to The Secret. We'll see. You know, I'm sure every film after The Secret has wanted to be the next The Secret. But it's all, to me, that's all beautiful, because it's all just all with the intention of bringing more light. So Sonia's question is, how do you access your higher guidance, and what is your spiritual path?
Well, for me, it's kind of what we just talked about. I literally go inside on a daily basis, and I ask for guidance in the morning, and I do a technique at the end of the day called the daily review, where I'll go inside and I'm always working on a quality. Every month has a different quality, like patience, compassion, love, joy, whatever. And basically I'll say, where could have I shown more joy today? Or where did I withhold my compassion? And then I always get an answer. Like when I was working on patience last month, I literally asked that question. I saw myself in the bank. I was getting impatient. The person before me was all kind of transactions taking forever. The line was long. And then I realized, hey, I could have just been present and not got upset. And so then what you do is you replay that event the way you would have liked to have been if you had been conscious and intentional. What that does, it lays down a blueprint in your brain, so the next time you find yourself in that situation, you are actually going to do the thing that you just talked about, which would be more conscious. So I meditate every morning. I have three different kinds of meditation I do. There's one I learned from a healer named Betty Bethards up in San Francisco years ago, which has four parts to it, where you bring light up one side of your body and down the other, and then you do that three times, and then you basically do a mantra over and over for, you know, it's about 12-minute meditation, and divided into four equal parts. And then you'd open your hands and just be receptive, like a Zen meditation. And then finally, it's called closing down. You surround yourself with a eggshell of white light. So as you go out into the world, you're protected. I also do Kabbalah, Tree of Life meditation, which is really profound. And then I also do just a mantra, you know, like I've done work with three or four different spiritual teachers. I'm 80, so I've had a lot of opportunity to work with people. And whether I do Sat Nam, which is Sikh mantra, or Home Sa, which might be, you know, Hindu or whatever. And also, you know, I use essential oils. I do breath work. I take plant medicine. I go down to Costa Rica a couple times a year to a place called Arrhythmia, do ayahuasca. I try to do mindfulness during the day. So it's a combination of all those things.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Another mutual friend, Marie Diamond, she's a good friend. She was just in my studio not long ago. Her question to you has to do with angels. So she wants to know, I want to know, what archangels do you work with? Do you work with ones more than others? How do you connect to angels?
Well, it's funny. I connect to angels kind of more amorphously. I just know there's a lot of them out there. I do believe I have a guardian angel. He looks like some freshman at Notre Dame, you know, with short hair and comes down, you know, when I go into the Golden Temple and the light beam comes down from above, he lands in front of me and he's got this beautiful smile and, you know, just angelic look and so forth. Always gives me a hug and I don't even know if I have a name for him or not. I don't think I do. But when I do, workshops, I will place, you know, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel on the four corners of the room. I'll put Metatron at the top, above that, Melchizedek. So I've worked a lot with a woman named Deirdre Haid, who does a lot of work with angels and her work with Kabbalah. And so she taught me to do that. And literally, once I started doing that, everything in my workshops worked better. You know, it just brought the protection into the room. And so I'm always calling on them. But generally, I just will go inside and say, you know, to to the angels in general, I guess, you know, what's my next step, or what do you need me to do, or what am I not paying attention to? And I'll get an answer, but it's kind of more, what should I say? More, just generalized. I don't know how to say that better. There are energetic presences for me that are just profound.
That is so beautiful. And again, when you're speaking about things, I go right there, and that is not always the case with other people. And I can only imagine that's because you do this so often, and you've been teaching it, and it's embodied. And I, that's very much my experience. When you go down, that's for healing and grounding and discharging of negativity. When you go up, of course, that's into the higher consciousness and the air of the miraculous and angels, etc. Well, I tease people about asking you about asking. I love the way you present asking and success principles. And SWSWSWSW. Tell us about that. How do we ask in a way that we will, for the highest good, be successful in what we're asking for?
Well, the first thing is you have to be willing to ask. Most people are afraid of rejection. So the first thing I tell people is if you ask and they say no, you already had a no because you didn't have what you wanted. And if they say no, it didn't get worse. So, you know, it's like if you apply to Harvard and you don't get in, you had spent your whole life not going to Harvard. You know how to handle that, you know, so it's not like the end of the world. So
right. It's
I always teach people ask. Mark Van Ansel, my co-author on Chicken, we wrote a book called The Aladdin Factor, How to Ask For and Get Everything You Want. And I think one of the chapters, chapter titles is ask, 17 asks with commas. And the SWSWSWSW came from a Girl Scout who had sold the most Girl Scout cookies up till then. I think it was 3,225 boxes of Girl Scout cookies in 1 year. And Marquita Andrews. And basically she said the SWSWSW means some will, some won't, so what, someone's waiting. So there's always going to be no's. Life's a numbers game at some level. You know, Chicken Soup for the Soul was rejected by 144 publishers. 145th one said yes, changed my life. If I'd given up after 100, you and I would not be talking today, Alicia. So,
right.
So it's basically, you know, ask. I only learned recently that, I think it was Charles Schulz who started, Starbucks. It was either Howard Schultz or whatever. Anyway, he basically was rejected by 217 banks and investors before he got a yes to open his first Starbucks store. So if he'd given up, you know, we all know the story of Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling. You know, she was turned down by 12 publishers, and she was so poor that after she submitted the manuscript, she retyped the whole thing from scratch because she couldn't afford to go and do, you know, to Xerox it. So basically rejection's part of the game, and you just have to know that. And so ask. And when people say no, you say next person. And you can also go back to the same person 3 months later. Let's say you're doing multi-level marketing and you ask your brother-in-law to participate and he says no. Well, 3 months from now, he may have just lost his job and maybe he needs a new source of income. Or his son wants to go to a private school, which he can't afford. So if he did this on the side, he could afford it. So things change. People's situations change. I do an exercise in my trainings where when they're live, I have everyone stand up. Think of one thing you could ask for that would help you achieve what I call your breakthrough goal, the goal that would quantum leap you in terms of success. You know, not like 20% increase in income, but doubling your income, tripling your income, or, you know, having a best-selling book or having your own radio show, whatever. And they have to go around and ask all the people in the group. There might be 100 people. And I go up to you and I ask you, will you babysit my children on the weekend so I can write my book? And you say no. And so everyone has to give away 9 no's before they can say a yes to somebody. And so people are going around, will you do this? No. Will you do this? No. And eventually they get a yes. And we do that for about 20 minutes. Everyone gets a yes. And so what happens is they learn, oh, no's are just part of the process. I don't have to take it personally. Go to the next person. And so many people give up after they get a no and they don't continue. And then the other thing is to ask in a way, if you could find out what it is they're interested in. Like I never ask for someone to contribute something to a cause I care about or maybe to give me a quote for my book or write the foreword for my book. I first find out what charities are they interested in. So I'll say, look, if you'll do this, I'll do this for you. You know, I'll give a, you know, 2% of the book's proceeds to your favorite charity. And so that's another thing you can do. And finally, let me just say this. So important. When people say no, This is the question that someone taught me that got Chicken Soup published. If the person says no, ask this question. What would have to happen for you to say yes? What would have to happen for you to say yes? And the publisher who said yes to us said, I'd have to know I could sell 20,000 copies. That would cover the editing, the printing, the distribution, all that stuff. So Mark and I went out, and for better part of 3 or 4 months, every talk we gave, we put a piece of paper on a sheet. Sometimes it was 50 people in a room, sometimes 2,000 people in a room. And it said, I put their name, blank, promise to buy blank number of copies of Chicken Soup for the Soul when it comes out, name, address, and phone, because before email even existed, I think 1992, wow, something like that. And at least we weren't playing with that. And so what happened was, when we had 20,000 promises to buy, we took that in a banker's box to Florida and said, here, to the publisher. And he said, okay. So by asking what would have to happen for you to say yes, you know, then often I'll tell you, I need a better marketing plan. I need you to put up some collateral. I need you to come back in January when we do a new funding period. That has changed everything.
That's a huge key, because then you're not, people may not even have considered, well, what would need to be true for me to say yes?
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Well, this has flown by. We're going to move into a few moments of meditation to give people, I have the unenviable task of attempting to give people a little bit of the experience of which you so richly shared. And then we are going to hear about a special gift you have. And then we will regretfully say adieu. So everybody, if you could join me in sending all of us, especially Jack, our love and light. And just let's move into a brief meditation. So again, close your eyes unless you're driving, in which case just open your heart ever wider. And if you're not driving, just close your eyes and gently Place a hand on your heart chakra, right in the middle of your chest, and the other on your belly. And just to be aware of your humanity right under your hand. Just connecting, as Jack so richly shared, candidly and authentically, who he is. This moment is the moment to radically accept all of who you are and your preciousness. And as you do this, please breathe in love, and as you exhale, breathe out anything less than love. And breathe in light and exhale anything less than light. And this time, breathe in love and light as you gently release your hands and just allow them to connect to that higher light. Breathe in love and light, and as you exhale, that love and light amplify all through your beingness. And just be aware now of connecting deep into the core of the earth, that the five elements would heal you. Be aware of going into the core of the earth, discharging any stress or negativity. Just let it go into Mother Gaia and let her take and transmute that. Be aware of the waters, the air, the earth, fire, metal, all entering into your beingness and healing you as only Mother Nature can. Feel held and nurtured and revitalized by growing things. And now be aware of rising up in your consciousness, of rising up through all your chakras, through your bodies, at light speed, through all the chakras in your body, at light speed, through your crown chakra, and jettisoning into the higher realms of light. And now drop that reference point and go ever higher, fully trusting as we are held in the light of the Holy Spirit. And all the angels, the Christ, all spiritual beings protecting us now and leading us as we enter into the golden temple. And it's brilliantly shining with the most pristine golden light. This is the light of grace. This is the light that allows all things to be possible in alignment with God's grace. And there in that beautiful golden temple, there are so many angels. You can't count them all. But you take in a deep breath and you breathe in their blessing. And as you exhale, that blessing extends all through your life, healing things you didn't even know need to be healed, healing our planet as well. And you're aware of Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Metatron, and all the great archangels surrounding you. And now just come away to one question that you have for Spirit, which may be conveyed to you through an angel. One question you have for Spirit, and speak this question now into the space, out loud if you're alone, inside if not. And now receive the answer. Again, share it out loud if you're alone. Inside, if not, receive the answer to that question. Breathe in that answer. Breathe in the light of Spirit all through your beingness. Being aware that you are now a living bridge of all different walks of people, of religion, of culture, that you are the living love of which the golden age will pour forth. You are one with that. Thank your angels. Thank Spirit. Be aware that you always reside in the golden temple, even while you walk the earth, for this is your spiritual promise. Gently, very gently, you start to return back onto this level, conveyed by the most beautiful light stream, back into your body, into your consciousness, but yet forever changed. Forever blessed in every way. Amen.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
So, Jack, thank you so much for this time. I personally have received so many blessings. I know that our listeners have received so much. And you have even more to share with us. You have a very special gift for our listeners. Would you share a little bit more about that?
Sure. Yeah, the gift I have for all of you listening and watching is you can download my free Reignite Your Dreams ebook. And what it is, it's a guide to help you get unstuck, create clarity in your life. We talked about life purpose, vision, goals, and start building the life you've always dreamed of. And as a listener to this podcast, you'll also get an exclusive 50% discount on my Reignite Your Life program, where I'll guide you step by step to create real breakthroughs. And I really believe that we have an opportunity not to just make little 20% goals, but things where we break through to whole new levels of consciousness, relationship fulfillment, health, wealth, all of that, impact and fear of social activists and so forth. So all you have to do is head over to jackcanfield.com/free gifts. And I'll take you to the website that's related to this podcast to claim these offers. And it's my way of helping you take the first step toward your dreams. And I want you, remember my purpose, to inspire and empower people to live their highest vision in the context of love and joy. I'd love to be part of that for you, because we've done it for literally millions of people, as you heard earlier. And we can take it so that you have the life of your dreams, happy, fulfilled, energized, all the things you want are possible.
That is so beautiful, and it's actually quite a significant gift, and this is just for podcast listeners, is my understanding, because Reignite is normally $697, and with the promo code, it's only $347. That's a significant savings.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, first of all, I love working with people that are the kind of people that listen to your kind of podcast, because we're already starting at a higher level. And so it's just like building a community of conscious, loving people who can also be effective. A lot of people have open hearts, but they don't often know how to create the things they want to manifest in the world. So that's where I've put a lot of my focus, and I'd love to help people do that.
That's really beautiful. And again, whether coming back to our theme of bridge, to me, you're really a wonderful bridge between the spiritual and success in the world. And I think a lot of times people think that the two, you know, don't meet. One has to either be spiritual or one has to be successful in the world. And to me, you're really teaching us to bridge that. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think spirituality without the ability to produce results is frustrating. And producing results without spirituality, you produce a lot of bad results, which we see in the world right now, with greed and control and power grabs and all that kind of stuff. So the two really belong together. When you're doing this is inspired by your beingness, then all of a sudden everything works.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. Because it is, life is a dance between being and doing.
That's right.
And how long does Reignite Your Life last for people?
It's about a 4-month program. It's really very, there's two sessions every week. Every month rather. There's a content session where we teach you breakthrough ideas and do exercises right in that call. It's about 90 minutes. And then we also do what we call an integration call, halfway through the month, where we integrate what you've been learning. You get coaching if you ask questions, if you're stuck, whatever. And then often we also have a library of mentors. People like Michael Beckwith, many of the people that you've had on your show who've been our guest experts in past programs, that you have access to all of that. And that, those are amazing. That alone is worth the price of admission, if you will. So, it's an incredible opportunity. It really is.
It's really sad. And this is live with you and some of the mentors.
Yeah, it's live. You'll be in a small group, live with me and Patty Aubrey, who's my business partner, and a woman named Jocelyn, who creates challenges and all kinds of ways to make it more gamified and interesting, so that you stay engaged. You actually get stuff done. We help you find accountability partners so that you stay accountable to each other. One of the things that we teach is accountability partners, which is like if you and I were partners, Alicia, we'd talk to each other every day. I'd tell you the 5 things I'm going to do today to make my dreams come true. You'd tell me the 5 action steps you're going to take. And tomorrow we'd check in. And if you didn't do it, I'd just say, are you recommitted to it? Because most people listening to this are probably what I call solo entrepreneurs. They don't have a boss. And so they don't have anyone holding them accountable. And so when you have someone holding you accountable, you get a whole lot more done. So there's just a lot of built-in things like that that happen. And then also you have email access to Jocelyn, who if there's any challenges, she forwards them to us. We answer them. We're here to support you. You know, we really want to make it work.
This sounds amazing. So, of course, listeners, I'll put the link to that in the description on all the different venues. Reignite Your Life at jackcanfield.com/freegifts. That's where you get the 50% off code and the downloadable book. So definitely go check that. I am going to join you, by the way. You've already convinced me, because it's the way you present the success principles is so studied and so scientific and yet so simple. And obviously, you're standing on the shoulders of what works. So,
well, I've read 3,000 books. I've listened to about 600 podcasts about success. I've interviewed 750 of the most successful people on the planet, and looked for what are the principles, the patterns that are there. And so, I think we've got it nailed. If you do what we teach you. We always say if you work the principles always work. So basically, it's just a matter of knowing them, being accountable, taking actions, and then getting the result.
Aaron, we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Life.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.alishadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.alishadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.alishadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
So listeners, go over to jackcanfield.com/free gifts. And then I have free gifts at alishadas.com, a downloadable PDF, How to Connect Your Guardian Angel Instantly, and 6 tutorial videos. And my book is now for sale on Amazon, so we'll put that link in there, Your Angelic Ancestry, Discover Your Archangelic Name, Heritage, and Higher Purpose. So please join us next week with Sonia Choquette here in studio, and then the following week with Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God. Jack, this has been way too short. I've just been having such a good time. It's delightful to have you on our show. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Alicia. I really appreciate you having me, and I can't wait to see what your listeners achieve in 2025.
Thank you so much. So many blessings to you. Goodbye for now to all of us. And in the meantime, live your love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.alishadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.alishadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.alishadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.alishadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.alishadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.alishadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.